Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has reached another pandemic milestone, eclipsing 700,000 deaths from COVID-19, just as the surge from the Delta variant starts to slow down and give overwhelmed hospitals some relief. It took 3.5 months for the U.S. to go from 600,000 to 700,000. An antiviral pill developed by U.S. drug maker Merck and Company could have the chances of dying or being hospitalized for those most at risk of contracting severe COVID-19, with experts hailing it as a potential breakthrough in how the virus is treated. Scientists, including Peter Hotez of Baylor College and Texas Children's Hospital Center, were also clear the drug did not equate to the end of the pandemic as resistance and variations persist. If it gets authorization, the drug, which is designed to introduce errors into the genetic code of the virus, would be the first oral antiviral medication for COVID-19. Merck and partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics said they plan to seek U.S. emergency use authorization for the pill as soon as possible and make regulatory applications worldwide. The state of California is poised to impose the nation's first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. The governor, Gavin Newsom, said that the requirement will not take effect for all children until the U.S. government has finished fully vetting the vaccine for two age groups, those 12 to 15 and those 5 to 11. That means those in 7th to 12th grades probably will have until July to get their shots. It will be even longer for children in kindergarten through sixth grades because the government has yet to approve